Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Is my beloved, I guess he's our beloved, Ross Matthews.
I'm whoever will take me. Hi, guys. Hi.
All right, I love you. You're up first. I love you more.
Okay, I love you most. Okay, first up, the New York Post is reporting that the world's first makeup-free beauty pageant has a winner.
I love this story.
Yes, 26-year-old Natasha Beresford was crowned Miss London 2023 as part of the first ever makeup-free Miss England pageant. Now, the judges focus on the contestants' occupations and studies, as well as their natural beauty and ethical values. And this whole makeup-free movement is having such a moment right now.
Pam Anderson went to a fashion show or something?
I think all over Paris Fashion Week, she was there makeup-free. She was stunning and got everybody talking.
Stunning. Mm-hmm. I love this so much. They focus on the occupation, how someone's living a life. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what should be rewarded.
Absolutely.
I'm so into this. I love it. I love it. And the winner is a nurse. She's a nurse. She takes care of other people. Oh. And she does good in the world. And I think that, yes, like, substance over style always. I love this. It started in London. I hope it comes to America. I'm really for this.
I am too. I think it's a way to update sort of an antiquated thing.
Yeah.
Because I love watching it. I do.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, next, entrepreneur begs the question, are you coffee badging at your hybrid job? Yeah, it's a new workplace trend where employees come to the office, grab a coffee, socialize with coworkers, and then leave, earning a metaphorical badge for showing face. And one survey said that 58% of employees have admitted to coffee badging.
Coffee badging? I am so mad I never thought about this, right? How fun would it be? I'd be like, hi, oh my God, I have a whole latte work to do. Sorry, gotta go. I was here, bye. And then just peace out and go home. I've never done that in my life. Have any of you ever done that before? They're not gonna say now because you're on TV, understand? Understood.
So it's interesting to see that like 58% of people admitted they do it. I would have thought it would be a lower number.
Well, if 58% are admitting they do it, that means 99% have actually done it. So do the math.
You're absolutely right.
All right, next, the New York Times reports that the trendiest new wedding venue is right in your own home. Couples are choosing their humble abodes as the ideal wedding location because marrying at home can be a lot cheaper. Anyone here put on a wedding, you know how expensive the venues are. They also say putting on your wedding at home puts you in control of everything. I say it puts a lot of stress on your toilet because 200 of your relatives coming over, girl, it's not gonna be pretty.
Well, maybe you could spring for a portage on.
That's the only way I would do it. I've seen how my relatives eat.
I'm shocked that this is where your head goes for this story, which First is the thing. Head.
Yes, hey.
I, funny enough, went to a place of, you know, if you get married in your home, then you always have that memory, you know? It's like you're walking through your living room and you're like, oh my God, this is where we got married. Rather than a place that's far away that you don't often go to or just a random location, you know? I think it's really nice because then you're like, you know, if you're in a healthy, happy marriage, then you're kind of in the place where you did the ceremony. I think that's really lovely. I'm into this.
You are?
Yeah. I like it. What can I say? I like it.
I like that you like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe that'll change my mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Next People Magazine reports that a mom army in Wisconsin drives school buses with their own kids on board. School districts across the state have been increasingly faced with bus shortages of drivers, and it started with one mom who wanted to earn a paycheck but didn't want to leave her 7-week-old daughter at home, and the school district agreed to let her bring her daughter, who goes along for the bus rides in a car seat. And now a bunch of local moms are combating the shortage issue by doing the same, and they are known as the Mom Army.
Yes. I mean, leave it to moms to solve a problem like that.
Just knowing that's happening in the world is enough for me. Thank you, Mom Army. We will be right back. I'm going to think about that all break long.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, so having conversations with you guys is something that's such a highlight for us.
Oh, totally. We love getting to know you, going all around, saying hi.
Look, I like to chat.
Of course. Well, you know, that makes me in the mood for a good old round of Drew and A. So here's what's going to happen. So... Drew, you're gonna stay right up here, and why don't I come out into the audience? So any of you have a question for Drew, don't be shy, I won't bite.
And even though I've been single for 7 years,
Don't be afraid of that. I love relationships, and we talk so much about dating, and I do date, and I love love. I'm an ultimate romantic, and I've also learned so much about relationships over the years, so.
You have one, yes. Hi, what's your name?
Gina.
Okay, say hi to Drew.
Hi, Drew.
What's your question?
Hi, Gina.
Drew, I know that you're in the personal development world as well as being divorced. And I just recently am getting divorced. And so I'd love any advice you have on it, because I'm so open to other people's perspectives as well, how you're coping.
Ooh. Well, it's funny. Do you see what I have written on my arm right there?
Nope, I can't see it.
It says time. And... I recently went through something that for me felt like probably the most challenging time that I had had since a divorce about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. And I realized that really time is what helps, you know? And like, it takes a while, you know? And I know we get sort of frustrated with ourselves that it's not getting better quicker. I think we get self-conscious because we're talking to our friends about it and the years go by and we seem to like be in the same place. And all of a sudden you start beating yourself up that you're not better. And I think giving yourself the grace of time, nobody can rush it for you. I had people telling me just get over it, you know, just move forward. And I wanted to so badly, but I couldn't. It took time. A divorce took me years to get over. I know that's probably the worst thing I could tell you. How long were you married?
21 years.
Okay. Do you have kids?
Three.
How old are your kids?
My oldest is 27 from my first marriage, 20 and 18.
Okay. That's... I think hopefully, is it a little easier knowing they're okay in the world?
That... Oh, yes. I dropped my baby boy off at college and said, peace out. Like, I'm ready.
Yep. Yep. Well, maybe this is your time. Maybe you put yourself on the back burner for everyone else. And the great Barry Michaels, who is my therapist, and I don't even think that title is appropriate because he's just so much more than that. He taught me last night, and I wrote it down on a card, to please turn my self-loathing into self-love. So I don't know if that helps, but we beat ourselves up so much. It's like not only do we put everybody first, but then everything that went wrong is our fault. Why can't we get over it quicker? It's like you stay in this stuck state. You get stuck in the weeds too. It's so hard to rise above and out of it and get closer to the sun. You know, you stay wallowing in the darkness. So give yourself time. But when you start to feel that, I'm even getting sick of myself in this narrative, it's just now it's been too long, start to rise up and pretend it's your birthday today. You know, what do you want? What do you need for yourself? So Barry also taught me that when I'm kicking myself and I'm down, like, can you say sort of an act of love of I love you, I love you, I love you, and be kind and good and nurturing to yourself, which you know you're good at because you've done it for everybody else, so you know you're capable of it, and see how long it takes. And he says that it's a surprisingly short amount of time to go from like this, you know, in like the I'm so stuck, I'm so much in pain, I'm so unhappy, to try and picking yourself up with love. Try that and get back to me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh,
look, I so understand. Oh. I so understand.
We're gonna hug it out here. We'll be right back after this.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Is a mother, a New York Times best-selling author, and a poet, oh, of the most beautiful kind. Literally, I mean, I feel like she's bringing history with her when she writes, and yet it's so modern and beautiful. And she reminds us all to find the okayness in her new book called Remember Love. It's Cleo Wade. Thank you for being here.
You.
Oh, I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh my gosh.
I grew up with poetry. That was one of the things I really immersed myself in. Mm. And I think you're one of the most important figures in poetry. And this book is not what I expected as far as when I heard the title, What Love was a big inspiration for you when you were writing this?
You know, I always say that poetry was my therapy before I could afford a therapist. And so I really wanted to write about the journey of kind of finding yourself again, coming home to yourself. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or in the dark because the world is so overwhelming right now, really being able to locate that light within instead of seeking and hoping you'll find outside sources. And so this book is really about creating pause and space to give care to yourself and finding worthiness, not just by doing. You know, there's a poem in the book that says, you call yourself the glue, but while you hold it all together, who is holding you?
I love that one.
I think especially women, we really try to make ourselves useful and do and hold. And you know, we're holding the frame and everyone's in the frame. And I write in the book that if you're the glue, then you're a tool, you're a utility for the thing, for the family. You're not a person in the family. And I think that the people who love us want us to know that we are a part of the family, not a tool for it, not something that just makes the family possible without being in it also. But I think it's hard, you know, for so many, and I'm definitely guilty of this. I would find pride in that. I'd say, oh, look at me go. I mean, if someone called me Superwoman, I'd be like, oh, look at me, Superwoman. But Superwoman is not a real person. It's not real. She's not real. And a hero is someone who either whose only kind of purpose or role is to save the day or die trying. And then what does that say about your own value in yourself?
And they're extremes.
Very.
What you said is so apt. And something also that really represents love in this book is friendships,
yeah,
which I feel like when we say the word love, we almost always go automatically to romance.
Always. But which by the way, friendships are romantic. I think, you know, just because something is not sexual does not mean it's not romantic. I think you meet people and you are like, I just love them, and you go on first dates with your friends and you're like, oh my gosh, and then you have sparkly periods where you just cannot stop texting them, or you know. And so I think that this idea that we value friendship similarly to how we value romantic relationships, most of all because a lot of them outlast those kind of you know, different types of romantic, you know, relationships.
I mean, you know, I really don't know what I would do without my lifelong friends. In fact, you were with one of my longest, oldest.
I know your bestie.
You do, Cameron Diaz, which we know who she is. And her extraordinary sister-in-law, who's the coolest chick ever, Nicole Richie. And you guys have a Virgo
fest. So Nicole and I are both Virgos, and we are obsessed with being Virgos, and so is Cameron, by the way. So Nicole and I had a joint birthday party this year, and we themed it Virgo Fest, and we had, like, a good old-fashioned dance party. We, like, had to get our own DJ. We, like, had a, like, we had a real party, which, like, we just do not, and I have small kids. Like, we're just, like, we're very boring, for lack of a better word. We just stay home, we talk on the phone, we wear like our cozy clothes, like we do not leave. So it was it was a wild ride.
Funny, you do like a cozy, you have a blankie, right? Or a sweater.
Oh yeah, I have, some people have like a safety blanket. I have a safety sweater. I cannot leave the house without something like a soft sweater. And then I started this like kind of joke on Instagram where I was like, oh, my safety sweater of the day. But I think it caught on, similarly to Virgo Fest, I'd say. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I know that you are obviously looking like the epitome of, like, Chanel circa.
Well, I wanted to get very fashionable for you because you're so chic and fashionable.
Thank you. But when I roll in here, it's much more like the thing that we made for you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
We basically made you, like, a big pink Snuggie. It's like the opposite day.
No, I love this.
But feel it, it's chenille, and it's like, you know, yeah. It's the exact opposite of how you look now.
I am obsessed. I'm getting on the train to Washington, D.C. after this, so look out, Amtrak.
I wondered if Cleo could take us out of this segment with a poem. So as a last thing to our hangout. But did I say everybody's going home with a copy? Okay, good. Everyone is going home with Cleo's book. It's absolutely beautiful. It's called Remember Love. It's available now wherever books are sold. And
well, I wanted to read this one from Remember Love because I feel like self-forgiveness is such a big part of being able to love ourselves.
Oh, my God. You don't even know. This is so crazy. We've been talking about this.
Okay, so this is called Everything That's Happened. There are some very large letting goes to do. People, places, honeyed and bitter phases of life. There are some even larger letting goes to do. Anger, tears, parts of yourself that leave with no return. Have a past. Everything that's happened cannot be held today. Thank you so much, Drew.
Gina Marie, I love you. You were meant to be here today. Thank you, Cleo.
Oh, guys.
We make the show for you, so please take it with you, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Oh, hi!
Snuggle up. Bedtime's about to be a dream.
It's good night, bedtime stories, a perfect way. In the day, goodnight.
Introducing Nickelodeon's Goodnight Bedtime Stories. It's the only podcast where the best part is missing the ending. It's bedtime the Nickelodeon way. Listen to Nickelodeon's Goodnight Bedtime Stories wherever you get your podcasts.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, They'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.